A happy Valentine's and Giving Hearts Day for Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge, incredibly talented and ridiculously prolific singer-songwriter, alt-country trailblazer, genre-hopping chameleon, cantankerous and unpredictable interviewee and concert performer, subject of a nasty chapter of a tell-all book on the New York rock scene in the early aughts. Ryan Adams is all that, and now, add to that, an alleged perpetrator of sexual misconduct. The New York Times broke the big story yesterday that the 44-year-old multiple Grammy nominee allegedly sent explicit messages to an underage musician and used his clout in the music industry to manipulate women, including his ex-wife Mandy Moore and recent acclaimed singer-songwriter Phoebe Bridgers. Now, Ryan Adams denies he ever had inappropriate relations with someone he thought was underage. He tweeted, quote, "I am not a perfect man and I have made many mistakes." He apologized to anyone he ever hurt, however unintentionally. The Energizer Bunny of rock and roll, Keith Richards, says quitting heroin was hell, yes, but quitting smoking is much harder. Despite his noted life of debauchery, the 75-year-old guitar legend, who also fell out of a coconut tree and lived to tell about it, vowed last year to give up drinking, and he says he's trying to stop smoking, but he's not quite there yet, though he is cutting back. His Stones bandmate Ronnie Wood says Keith has been a pleasure to work with since he put down the drink. Well, the Smithsonian Folkways folks are putting out a sprawling, career-spanning Pete Seeger anthology on May the 3rd on what would be the folk legend's 100th birthday. On this day in music history, February 14th in 1967, Aretha recorded R-E-S-P-E-C-T at Atlantic Studios in New York. In 1970, The Who laid down what's considered one of the greatest live albums of all time, Live at Leeds. In fact, there's a commemorative plaque at the University of Leeds that has been named a national landmark. In 2010, my Sharona singer Doug Figer of The Knack and the brother of celeb attorney Jeff Figer passed away. Birthdays today, Chicago bluesman Magic Sam, and folk musician and the late father of the late Jeff Buckley, Tim Buckley. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Hope your day of love includes some music. And rock on.